Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. This week's iTunes review is brought to you by ML Martell. She writes, 5 stars, Kim is more than just knowledgeable in just health and fitness. She is supportive, reassuring, and on the level. She gives it to you straight, just the way most people need it. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. I really appreciate that review. And you too can review Fit Girl Magic Podcast. Just go to iTunes or wherever you subscribe to this show and just leave me a 5-star review. I love them. I take them to heart. I just want to make sure that I'm bringing you the best stuff. So thank you so much for all of you who have left me a review so far. I can't wait to highlight you. Hey, it's Kim here, and I have another great episode for you. And today I struggled with what to talk about, you know, especially this time of year. You know, we're not quite summer, but it's not quite spring. And we're just kind of in that in-between phase. And I was just like, you know, I still want to focus on how do we lose weight, right? You know, I know that as summer approaches, many of us, you know, put that, you know, screw it hat on. And we're like, we'll deal with it in the summertime or in the fall when, you know, things settle down, right? And, you know, here's the thing. Life is never going to settle down. There's always going to be something that's thrown at us, something that we are going to have to deal with, right? Manage. I mean, this past year, who would have thought that for 1 year, you know, we would be dealing with a virus that, you know, is spread throughout the entire world? No one ever thought of that. You know, we think of cold and flu season and that's it. And it doesn't really hamper us from our acts of daily living. But, you know, this year we've had a little, multiple curveballs thrown at us. So I see why so many women are confused about what they should follow. You know, because if you do a quick search on Amazon or on the Google, you're going to get like pages and pages of diet books, diet methodologies, diet, you know, gurus standing on their thrones and talking about all the things that you need to do in order to lose the weight. And, you know, the diet industry, as much as they, you know, claim to have your back, they don't, right? Their goal is to continue to sell you more and more and more, to continue to make you feel like if you don't follow a particular diet, you're screwed. And let me just tell you this. You're screwed because you're following a particular diet. You're screwed because you're not listening to your body, right? I had a guest on several episodes ago, and she said something that has stuck with me I think it's been almost a year since she was a guest here. And she talked all about overtraining. Her name's Kristen Kimura, and I will also put a link in the show notes. But she talked about how if we don't hear our bodies whisper, how are we going to hear our bodies scream? And for so many of us, myself included, my body was screaming and my mind was like, shut your butt down. You don't know. Sit down, shut up. And mind is taking over. Body, you don't know. And I know so many of us, you know, we're women of a certain age, and we've gotten to this point where we were following rules, right? You know, even now, some of my clients, they will ask me like, so Kim, like how many days should I work out? Or how many days should I eat this? Or how many days should, right? And we think that there's this like holy grail that if I follow this holy grail, I'm going to be safe. I'm going to get the results that I want. And one of the reasons why I'm different than anyone that you'll talk to is that I want you to feel educated. I want you to be able to, when you think about that question, you say to yourself, okay, how does cardio affect me? What am I using cardio for? Am I using cardio because they, air quoting, told me that I should be doing cardio X number of times a year, or a year, X number of times a week for X amount of minutes, or it's something I've always done, right? You know, I have my diehard cardio people, you know, I have a very good friend and she would do like multiple hours of cardio. Like she was a two-a-day gym person and she still is a two-a-day gym person. And at some point, you know, and her body has started to break down on her and, you know, she'll ask me questions and I know she's not ready to hear that maybe it's the amount of working out and the intensity of the workouts that she has. I know she's not ready to hear that. And for those of you guys who are listening to me, you know, maybe you are at that place. Cause I know for me, it took me a bit to get to the point of, you know, Kim, you're really not getting the results you want because you're beating your body into submission. That's why you're not getting the results. And so I want to be there with you, right? I want you to just say like, you know, there might be that little voice in the back of your head. It's just like, something doesn't feel right here. Something doesn't feel right here. And I want you to be able to like lean into that space and be like, yeah, something doesn't feel right here because it ain't. So I'm tired of seeing women feel broken by the system, broken because they aren't disciplined enough, willpower enough, hardcore enough, right? So I think I've beaten the drum enough. So I'm going to get off my soapbox because somebody else needs the spotlight. And I'm going to really go on and just show you like how do you actually lose weight, right? You know, everyone will tell you, I followed the ABC diet, Kaleo. Keto, paleo, whole 30, you know, whatever diet they were following. And at the end of the day, I don't care what you call it, how you lost weight is because you ate less calories. What? Yes. It's, you know, it really boils down to if I eat less calories than my body needs, I will lose the weight. Okay. Now there's some more nuances to that and we'll get into that, but that is like, if we just start with like basic math, right? You know, so many of us want to skip to the end of the book. I'm one of those people, right? I think that's one of the reasons why I don't like reading on a Kindle, because I like to like, you know, especially if the book's like slow starting, I want to be like, is this going to be worth my time? And I feel that's how we feel about our diet, right? You know, we want to skip to, you know, if I'm on page 20, I'm going to skip to page 100 and be like, is this worth my time? Am I going to get the results that I want, right? Because so many of us were like, I've been there, done that, and I still have the same bleeping 20 pounds that I've been trying to lose since 1995. So how in the hell is this going to help me? And before I invest my time, my energy, my hopes, my dreams, blah, 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 is it going to be worth it, right? You know, worth the sacrifices that I'm telling myself that I need to have in order to create this change. So I hear you, right? Because you see your friend and we're going to call her Sally. And Sally is like, oh, girlfriend, I did keto and I lost 40 pounds in 40 minutes. And I feel amazing. I feel so good, right? Now I get that. And I see those people. I remember when I first started training and people are like, well, what diet is this? Because they need a name, right? We need names. We need labels in order for us to commit to it. And I don't know I'd love to just figure that out, right? And just like do some research on like how the name kind of just makes you like get hunkered in versus the work, right? Because as a coach, I know it's the work versus the name that gets you over the hump. And so it is the calorie deficit. So it's figuring out where, you know, how many calories do I need and creating a sustainable, operative word, sustainable calorie deficit. And so I will link this in the show notes, but I did a whole podcast on my framework to help you figure out, is something that you're looking at going to be
achievable, right? And I call it my reps formula. And it basically is, you know, depending if you're thinking like, okay, I need a diet. I saw my friend Jane and she just looked amazing following Whole30. Great. So first I'm going to ask you, is it realistic? Right? For what? For your life. Like, you have to look at your life. Don't look at Jane and be like, Jane looks like, how you doing? Right? She looks like sex on a stick, right? You want to be like, is it realistic for your life? Are you excited about the Whole30? Can you plan for it in your life? And is it sustainable, right? It's all about you, right? And what the principles of any said diet, it doesn't have to be Whole30. It could be keto. It could be paleo. It could be vegan, right? Any of those principles, if any of those steps, there's like a caution or an alarm bell going off, you're like, you know what? It's probably not going to work for you. So I want to, if you really want to dive deeper into that, listen to that episode. I go way under the hood and tell you exactly how to work that reps formula. Now, here's where I like to think of like dieting as if I was learning a new language, right? I've always wanted to learn Spanish, and someday I am going to learn Spanish. It's going to happen. And I always compare dieting to learning a new language, right? Everyone wants to come in and like be fluent, come in and like speak like they're a native. And that's not how learning a language works, right? Learning a language, it's like, it's broken down into let's learn the basics. Like, let's learn how to like find the bathroom. Let's learn how to count. Let's learn how to say, you know, dog, cat, you know, those kind of things, you know, basic directions is, you know, level one. So in dieting, level one is there has to be a calorie deficit, right? And I'm not even going to go into macros. I'm not going to go anything. I'm trying to say, are you over consuming calories? Because if you are over consuming calories, I don't care what they're made up of right now, because many of you guys know some of the things you're over consuming. If I'm over consuming calories, then I am not in a caloric deficit. Bottom line, end of story, do not pass go and collect $200. All right. So what does a caloric deficit mean? So many of you will right now do the Google, and then someone will say, oh, I'm eating 1200 calories and I feel fabulous. I'm eating 1700 calories, blah, blah, blah. Right. So some people will just arbitrarily come up with this number. So what I would love to, and I also know that, you know, some of you using some apps will use this number. So the first thing I always like to start with is take your current body weight and multiply that by 12. So I'm using this number, 170. So take 170 times 12, and that gives you 2040. So with 2040, that's how many calories you should be aiming to eat every single day. Okay, that's your baseline calories. And so, you know, I don't care how you track this, right? You can use any app, because people ask me, well, what's your favorite? Well, the one you'll use, the one you'll do, right? I struggled with food tracking for a while, because when I first started in this, there was no such thing as an app. Steve Jobs hadn't, you know, gifted us with the iPhone. So I literally had this book called, and if anyone had this book, it's holla at you, girl. It was like, was her name Connie? And it was a little book that you bought at the bookstore, and it had all the food counts in it. And it basically, you know, pretty much every food, and like you, every few years you had to buy a new one because, you know, new food were added into this, right? Then the internet came. Thank you, Jesus, right? The internet came, but I would go through this book, find the food, find the, you know, the amount of that I had, and then take the calories, the carbs, the fats, blah, 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 put it into a spreadsheet, right? So then I used to create this, like, you know, kind of menu of like basic foods that I ate, so I didn't have to keep going to this damn book. So that's what I want you to think about, right? That was a pain in the ass. And so I was traumatized by that. So now it's so much simpler, you know. MyFitnessPal, like you can scan the barcode and boom, 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 the food goes in, or like, you know, you just type in the food and someone else has done it for you, right? So it's so much easier to track your food. Now, for those of you guys who are traumatized by food tracking, do you have to track your food for the rest of your gosh darn life? No. What I always say to people is that this is a barometer, right? You know, it's kind of like a gas gauge. I don't look at my gas gauge every time I get in my car, but from time to time, I look at my gas gauge to know if I need to get gas, right? So this is just taking a barometer so you know, what are you eating? Where are you? Because if I don't know where I am, how do I know if there are changes I need to be making? Because when I start working with the client, I see two things. I see overeating and I see gross overeating and I see gross undereating. So I want you to start to figure out, where are you, right? So it's something that you do for maybe a week or two just to get the rhythm under your belt. And I know for many of you, this, you know, could be a bit of a struggle. So, you know, for those of you guys who have that struggle, let's talk, right? Feel free to reach out to me in the DMs, because sometimes I'll work with you to like wade yourself into the baby pool. You know, I had a client and, you know, when you start to work with me, privately, one of the first things I need to do is get a grasp on where you are. And the only way I know how to do that is for you to give me a food log, right? You know, you and I could talk to the cows come home, but until I know what you're putting in your mouth, it's hard for me to give you feedback. It's hard for me to help you with your weight loss goals if I don't know where you're eating. And, you know, it's for many coaches, we need a string, right? Because you could have a great day, a great Tuesday, but I need to know what happens to you on Saturday, right? Saturday night, does it just like go off the rails? Or are you pretty consistent throughout the week, right? And as a coach, it's not about judgment. It's just me taking in data. You know, I use this example all the time. It's CSI. You walk into the room and you see the dead body and you're like, okay, there's the knife. Okay, the blood's over here. Okay. All right. So then, oh, he's bleeding from the shoulder. All right. So you start to like, you know, piece together what's going on. That's all it is piecing together what's going on. There is no judgment. And if you have a coach that's judging you, ask for your money back, right? I don't judge at all. And so if you're struggling with tracking your food, that's when you raise your hand and you're like, hey coach, I'm struggling with tracking my food because I don't know if you've had past, you know, food trauma. You know, I don't know if this sets you off. You know, I have a client that tracking kind of sets me off. It just really like causes me to spiral. You know, what can we do instead? Great. Great question. Thanks for sharing that with me because I wouldn't know that unless you told me. And so we came up with another way to start to gate, you know, kind of break that stigma. Like, unless I told you, you wouldn't know about my, you know, post-traumatic Connie, I think her last name was Nestler. Anyway, you wouldn't know about with that damn book, right? You wouldn't know about that until I told you about that. So step one is focusing on just basic math, right? Your current body weight times your caloric intake. That's where we're going to start, right there. Just being able to see where we're going. And you're going to look at that for 2 weeks. Okay. Then you're going to do your best to hit those targets. That's it. That's all we're doing. Like, we're just looking at it as a number. So like, if I'm just going to round it to 2000. So if I got I'm looking at 2000 calories. Okay. All right. I'm going to do my best to hit those 2000 calories. Now, I don't want you to be one of those people who are like, I got a balance to the penny. No, you don't have the balance to the penny. I had a client who like literally would have like, you know, a cube of cheese in order to like balance to the penny. Or a quarter of an apple to balance. Like, no, you don't have to balance to the penny. Just aiming to see what is going on to hit that amount of calories. So then, after about 2 weeks, check in. How are you doing? Are you hitting that number? Are you hungry? How's your energy? How are your cravings? Okay. Then like we look at that. Then we can start to fool around with, you know what? I never feel hungry. Okay. We're going to move that number, right? I never feel hungry. Okay. Let's move that number. I'm always hungry. Okay, let's look under the hood. What exactly are you eating to see if maybe what you're eating isn't, you know, sustaining you, right? So that's what we look at first. You know, we look at our sleep, we look at our hunger, we look at our energy, we look at our cravings, we look at our mood, right? And then we can take it to the next level. Because if this makes it simple, right? When I keep things simple, I can focus on that. Then once we get that in check, then we move on to protein. Now, protein is one of those big things that so many people don't have enough of. And I know I struggled with that as well. You know, after I stopped competing, I just was like, I just don't want to be like structured. I don't want to be structured. And protein is more than just having protein powder, right? Don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing protein powder. What I'm bashing is always focusing on a supplement versus knife and fork meals. Okay. Because with a knife and fork meal, you will get, you'll burn more calories because you are doing the thermogenic effect of food. And with the thermogenic effect of food, that helps me to like raise the calories that my body has to use more energy to digest food. Where if you think about a protein shake, it's already pre-digested. So my body doesn't have to break it down into a liquid format in order to take it through the digestive process. Now, with that said, a protein shake, if, you know, I had them way more when I was, you know, getting up at 5:30 in the morning and training until 8 o'clock at night, right? I didn't have time to really get in the food. So that's what I always tell my clients. If it's you having a protein shake or nothing, have that darn protein shake. Okay. So here's where we want to talk about protein. So it is the only macronutrient that can help you build muscle. And especially us women, we need muscle because muscle is not going to make you bulky. So please stop believing that myth. And whoever tells you that myth, point them out to me. Having more muscle in your body will not make you bulky, right? Unless you have some ridiculous amount of testosterone in your system. And I'm sure there'll be other things that would be telltale signs that you have ridiculous amounts of testosterone in your system, because you might have a low voice and you might have some facial hair and other things, but that's here to there. The second piece is that when I have more muscle in my body, I burn more calories. The more calories I burn at rest, what? Calories at rest, absolutely. That means the more calories I'll burn when I am working out, okay? So, you know, think about the difference. You know, this, I remember when I first started in this business, this woman gave me this example and it just has stuck with me because it just is such a good example. So picture in your mind's eye a beach ball, right? A big fluffy beach ball. Then picture yourself a baseball, right? Small, compact. Now, if I were to say, making this number up, you know, a baseball weighs, I don't know, 10 pounds. And I put 10 pounds of sand in that beach ball. Now they weigh the same, but what would you rather look like? A beach ball or a baseball, right? So with a baseball, that is muscle, right? Muscle brings us smaller, like compact is muscle compared to the beach ball. And many of us, you know, when we say we want to lose weight, honestly, we want to get smaller. We want to get tighter, right? We want, you know, some people like visible muscle and some people don't, but we do want more muscle on our body because if you think about, I know back in the day when you could touch people, I used to do body compositions all the time with my clients when I was in the gym and we used to do the calipers. And that's true showing you of like your body shrinking. And it was, you know, really awesome when, you know, someone would get on the scale and they would weigh 170 pounds and then their body fat shrank, but their weight didn't go down. That was like, whoa, mind blowing for a lot of my clients because, you know, you're occupying the same amount of mass according to gravity, but when reality, when I look at you, you're smaller. And I know many of you have seen this on the socials, a picture, and it's women of all shapes and sizes. And they're all, I think 170 pounds, but I could be wrong. They're all 170 pounds and they all look like very different people. You have the super tall people, you have the super short people, and everything in between. And that number looks so different depending on the package that it's in. So that's where I always say people, you know, let's just focus on our body composition. And so to change my body composition, I need to eat more protein. Because one, protein is more satiating, and two, it helps me to build more muscle, provided that I'm strength training, right? I want to be operative that strength training is amazing. And then let me just give you a point of reference. Okay. So they did a research study, and so many people say, well, how should I break down my protein, right? So roughly, ladies, you should be having anywhere from 80 to 100 grams of protein a day for your food. And so the research said, you know, does it matter if I have, say, 3 to 4 smaller meals with the protein in it? Or can I have, like, you know, one big, like, power punch of a meal? And so it said that research showed that if a person had, say, all of their protein in one meal, their body composition changed more quickly. But it also said that, you know, when they spaced it out, you know, body composition change happened, but not at the same rate. So what does that mean in English? So I can sit down for one meal and have 80 to 100 grams of my protein, and my body composition changed at a greater rate. Now, what does that mean in real life? That is a 12-ounce chicken breast, like sitting down and eating a 12-ounce chicken breast. Now, for many people, that seems like a lot of food in a sitting. Other people are like, oh yeah, I could totally do that. I could totally do that. So this is where you decide, you know, can you sit down and have 12 ounces of chicken in one sitting and that hits your 80 to 100 grams of protein? Or, you know, yourself, you're like, you know what? I'm better off if I space it out. So I hate that, you know, I don't feel full and bloated and all that magical stuff, right? That's what I want you to think about, right? It's like, how does it work for you? Versus if someone told me to sit down and eat 12 ounces of chicken, I'd be like, yeah, no, I can't do it. Like, it's just not like, I could try, you know. Think about, there's a TV show, not a TV show. I think it was a movie. And there was like, you had to eat this steak, and it was like, you know, like the belly buster. I don't know what it's called. And that's, to me, like that, just like in my head, I'm like, oh, I would just like pull back my pants, like unbutton them. Okay, who am I kidding? I'm wearing yoga pants. So my band would be a little tighter, right? But just that's the concept I wanted to get across to you. Is that, you know, sure, you can do it in one sitting if that works for you, or you can space it out throughout the day. Lastly, the third step is everything else, right? So we focus on our calories, we focus on our protein, then everything else. Now we can start talking about, as you look through the food journal, you know, where are the extras coming from, right? Are we seeing any changes in our body? What's happening? What's going on? So that then, do we need to play around with our good fats, our vegetables, right? So we start to fool around with what's going on in the extraneous world. This is something that we can build on. But like I said, you know, I start at the bottom of the pyramid and I work my way up to the top so that I learn the basics. My foundation is stable. You know, think of it as a house, right? You want that foundation to be rock solid so that as I build stuff on top of it, my house isn't going to wobble and topple over. All right. So then what people are always going to say to me, Kim, the plateaus, like, seriously, like, great. Those three steps, fabulous. They sound fabulous. But ultimately, I'm going to hit a plateau. And I'm like, yeah, everyone does. Everyone does. Because our bodies, especially for us ladies over 40, our bodies are like, oh, girlfriend, I know exactly what you're doing. Exactly. Been there, done that, got the stinky protein shake bottles. So I'm just going to mess with you. Just to frustrate the bejesus out of you. So where do you start? Like, when you hit that plateau, right? The big thing about everything is there should be a process, right? You know, just as I gave you those three steps, it was a process so that if things aren't working, I can be like, where in the line are the the kinks in the chain. Yes, that's what it is. Where are the kinks in the chain? So, and, you know, here's why, you know, I ask my clients, like, zoom out, right? Like, be like this, like, kind of person who's hovering over yourself and zoom out and say, how consistent have I been? Right. And it's 80-20. I'm not that person who's going to be like, you need to be spot on with your diet or you're screwed. No, 80% of the time, right? Because it's like life would suck without a glass of wine or being able to have cake at your, you know, kid's birthday party, right? That or dinner out with your sweetie. Yeah, that's not life. That's prison. Then what does your training look like, right? You know, what are you actually doing? And what does your food look like? What does the food on your plate look like? So that we can start to say, where are the, you know, if you think about, you know, tuning in the dial. So for those people with like the old school radio, right? Sometimes, and when you were driving in the car, you would get like to a certain point in your town or maybe in your state if you're driving someplace. And the radio would start to go out a little bit. And so you would have to like, you know, twiggle it, you know, turn the dial just so to hit the right spot. That's what nutrition is, right? So many of us think that we set it and forget it. No, right? Everything I've given you here is a baseline. It's the baseline of like, let's start here and see what happens. Then we can start to tweak, because when we don't start on the same page, we're reading a different book. You know, it's like school, right? You go to school, everyone starts and reads chapter one together. Yeah, you have some people who they're like, they crush chapter one. Some people struggle with chapter one. And the rest of the group, they're like, yeah, chapter one, that was great. That was fabulous. Moving on to chapter two. That's the same thing with weight loss, right? So I want you to think about, you know, every 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to tune in. And so as you, when you work with me as a client, you know, when you check in weekly, I'm going to see what's going on. And then based on what your goals are, right, we're going to say, okay, let's make some tweaks. Are you ready to take it to the next step? You know, are we ready to start to get a little bit more nuance? Because, you know, everyone wants to be advanced, but they don't want to do the actual work to get you through those steps. And so it's being able to easily say, you know what, I did step one, got the certificate, and now I'm ready to move on to step two. And that's one of the things I do with my girls in the Fit Girl Magic Society is that, you know, most people don't need that intensive hand-holding for coaching. But in the Fit Girl Magic Society, it's that, you know, maybe you are at that 4 weeks and you're like, ah, crap, what do I do now, right? And you need someone to just kind of like, you know, if you think about a kid riding a bike for the first time, right? You know, whoever holds on to the back of that bike, and you know, they let go for a little bit just to see if you're stable, and then if you seem to wobble, they'll put their hand back. That's what Fit Girl Magic Society is, especially when it comes to nutrition, right? It just helps point you in the right direction so that you don't feel like you're always going back to square one. You're not feel like you're always going back and you're seeking another diet, another program, another, right? So you're with a group of women who actually get it. And you work with me two times a month, we have a virtual call where you can ask me anything, right? Anything, that the door is open for that. So if that sounds like something that you want to take a peek at, do me a favor, grab the link in the show notes and just get a quick peek and see if that is something that might be of interest for you. All right. So that's all I got. I hope that this has given you some places to start. You know, this is a little bit more workshop style, and I'm committed to doing more of these. And if there's something that you like to hear more of, do me a favor, hit me up on the socials. You can find me on Facebook, Kim Barnes Jefferson. You can find me on Instagram at Kim Jefferson Coach. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.